And now this is a dictation for Alan, A-L-L-A-N, Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, May 1662, addressed as a letter to Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N-N, 775-4680. Dear Dr. Eisenman, follow up for Mr. Slater. With recurrence of nephrotic syndrome, previously documented biopsy proving FSGS, we started steroids, prednisone 60 milligrams around November 23. Weight down from 250 to 202. We've been advising salt fluid restriction and careful use of diuretics. Urine remains foamy, but no cloudiness of blood. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, no reflux, no gastrointestinal bleeding. Has lost sleep, insomnia, feeling a little bit hyper, could be related to the steroids. Denies chest pain palpitation, increased dyspnea, stable edema. Still, there is some fluid coming through the skin. Other review system is negative. Blood pressure well controlled, 136/82. Way down to 202. Alert to dentist 3. No respiratory distress, normal speech. Wife participated of this encounter. Next paragraph. Medications, I want to highlight the prednisone 60 milligrams. Otherwise, we are giving him diuretics, Demadex 20 milligrams, which is a low dose. Because of the steroids, on Prilosec to protect for stomach ulcers, Bactrim 3 days a week to protect from pneumonia, opportunistic infection. The degree of proteinuria was high, with high risk of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, for what we are doing, Eliquis. He already is on cholesterol treatment, and for blood pressure on Avapro and Coric. Next paragraph, 24-hour urine collection shows improvement. It was 22 grams, presently 15.5 grams. Kidney function remains normal. Low albumin from nephrotic syndrome. Low sodium, 132. Normal potassium. Normal acid base. No anemia. He smokes, and normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Nephrotic syndrome from previously documented biopsy proving primary FSGS. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, thromboembolism prophylaxis. Next number, stomach ulcer prophylaxis. Next number, hypertension well control. Next number, opportunistic infection from prophylaxis. Next number, watch for side effects of steroids. Next blood test, fasting glucose to be obtained. Watch on the blood pressure. Watch for any neuropsychiatric abnormalities besides the common known side effects of steroids. Next number, comments. In adults with nephrotic syndrome, secondary to primary FSGS, response sometimes takes 12 weeks or longer before you can see it. He is about 5 weeks. We will continue present treatment. We will not make a determination of response, complete or partial, or lack of response until at least he is completed 12 weeks and maybe 16 weeks. We will watch carefully for side effects, as might need to, if any of those develop, might need to change to an alternative medication. So far, tolerating very well. Blood testing on a monthly basis, including 24-hour urine collection, update on glucose, come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, or early as needed.